White People Gone Wild. I'm Ken Vai, and this is UNnews. Dublin, Ireland. Byron and Laquanda Johnson of Detroit, Michigan, were awakened early this morning by the sound of loud noises coming from the street outside their Dublin Best Western hotel room. Mr. Johnson, a retired General Motors auto worker, had this to say. Man, I knew these Irish people liked to party, but I completely forgot about this whole St. Patrick's Day celebration. It's like a white man's Mardi Gras out there. The woman and I were in New Orleans for Mardi Gras last year, and in comparison, I have to say, while there's the same amount of puking in the streets, there is more itty-bitty white girl titties being flashed. And make no mistake, it's cold out there. Mrs. Johnson, an aide to Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, had this to add. I don't get why those crazy white folk gotta be painting themselves green. I swear, it's like my mama used to tell me. There's nobody more uncomfortable in their skin than white folk. They always want to be some other color than white. Tan in the summer? Hell, they tan year-round now. You see tanning places all over Detroit. Just be happy you white and you own everything. Them crazy fools. Mr. Johnson noted, well, it sure is nice to see them folks having a nice time, for once, instead of blaming Mexicans, Asians, and us black folk for all their problems. Damn, looks like nobody ever taught them how to dance, Mrs. Johnson. For UNnews, I'm Ken Vai. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.